Let's pray. Father, despite all the technical difficulties tonight, wherever the problems are, we just pray that, Lord, what would come through clearly, that would be heard by all, would be this message, this glorious message of Christmas, the message of the gospel, the good news of the birth of Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, as we listen, that you'd help us to understand, and that by your Spirit, that you'd be speaking to us right where we are in our homes. Please do this, we pray, for your glory. Amen. Well, this was the night where their lives were transformed. A few Jewish shepherds watching their flocks in a field near Bethlehem. Their lives were transformed in one evening. Their lives were never the same again. How could they be? They'd heard a message from an angel, a real live angel. They'd heard a message from the living God. They'd seen the glory of the Lord and a whole host of angels worshipping him. They'd been sat in the dark. They'd been terrified by the angel's surprise visit. But the appearance of the angels brought an incredible message that changed everything. Part of the message is this. It's from Luke chapter 2 and verses 10 and 11. And we've just heard it read a bit earlier by Jonathan. "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord." A gloomy, fearful situation became one of good news and great joy. In fact, by the end of this passage in chapter 2 and verse 20, it says that the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen as it had been told them. Transformation in these men's lives in just a few hours. It reminded me of, have you heard those toys, those Transformer toys, robots in disguise. You remember that was like a car or a lorry or something, and it changed into something completely different, a robot, almost unrecognizable. Imagine how these shepherds' lives were changed, how they remembered this night, the night when they met with an angel, the night when they heard from the living God. You know, we could do with a change, couldn't we? Speaking of gloomy, fearful situations, here we are towards the end of 2020. You begin to think, well, what else could go wrong? Certainly, I wasn't expecting YouTube to go wrong tonight. Here we are in this gloomy, fearful situation, and we need something to transform us. We need something to transform the situation. The regulations, the threat of COVID-19, the new strain of the virus, the latest regulations to bring in a new tier 4, that all bring a sense of fear and gloom. And we could really do with some good news of great joy at the moment. And the amazing thing is that the good news that we are really looking for in our heart of hearts is right here on the page that we're reading in Luke chapter 2. It's like a light that still is shining off the page. It started to shine 2,000 years ago, but still today the glow continues. So what you might say is this old news, this news given to some shepherds 2,000 years ago, what's it got to do with us here in Loftus in December 2020? Well, absolutely everything. Absolutely everything. This news that was given to the shepherds is for us. Just want to say two things really tonight. The firstly, that this message that was brought to the shepherds is for everyone. It's for everyone. In fact, the angel made it really plain. He said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy." And listen to what he said. "That will be for all the people." It'll be for everyone. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord." The message was good news of great joy for all people, of all types, across all time. By my reckoning, that includes you and me. Jesus was born for us all. And that really is good news of great joy. But you might say, well, why exactly is it good news? Why is it good news to think about the birth of Christ? Surely it's more than just a nice warm candlelit carol service and mince pies and feeling cozy at home. Well, to understand this, you need to understand the problem that Jesus was coming into. You need to understand the greatest problem that this world faces. And I'm not talking about COVID. I'm not talking about climate change. I'm not talking about unemployment. I'm not talking about poverty or sickness, despite all the anguish that they are causing. The greatest problem in this world today, just like it was 2,000 years ago, is sin. It's the fact that everyone has sinned. We all are sinners. You might say, well, what does that mean? It means that we're people who rebel against God. It means that we don't do the things that God wants us to do. We don't listen to Him. We don't put Him first in our lives. We don't worship Him as we should. We do things that cross a line, things that He's told us not to do. We refuse to give Him the rightful place in our lives. Now, I know some of you will be cringing at me mentioning sin. This is supposed to be good news after all. I'm supposed to be bringing you a message of goodwill and of the season of peace and goodwill to all men. But you will not understand that unless you understand the problem that Jesus was coming into. The problem of sin. Some of you perhaps feel a bit offended if I talk about you being a sinner. Perhaps you're someone that does a lot of good. Perhaps you're someone that cares for others and wants to show love and tries to do to others as you would like them to do to you. But the truth is that the Bible says that everyone has sinned and everyone has fallen short of God's standard. And you know what? I think we know it. Even if we do try and forget it. Even if we don't like to speak about it, if we don't like someone addressing us, if we don't like someone challenging us, still we know it's true. We haven't lived for God as we should have done. And just like COVID, this sin, this sort of virus of sin, affects everyone differently. But it is different from COVID. In the sense that everyone is affected. You know, we're going through all sorts of stuff at the moment, aren't we? Trying to make sure that as fewer people as possible get infected with COVID. That's what all these restrictions are about. Sin, on the other hand, affects every single one of us. And it doesn't just bring horrible effects to some, like COVID. Sin brings horrible effects to every single one of us. Without God's salvation, sin brings eternal death. The Bible talks about hell. But the good news, if you're willing to humble yourself and accept the message about sin, the good news is that there is good news of great joy for everyone because a Saviour has been born. A rescuer. Someone who is able to rescue us from our sin and give us not just abundant life here on earth, but eternal life with Him. Permanent. It really is good news of great joy. What a wonderful thing to think about, that God in heaven, the mighty God who made all things, He's supreme, He's beyond us. But He loved us so much that He gave us His Son, a gift to us. And then Jesus, as He grew up, He led a perfect life. He led the perfect life that we haven't lived. And He died the death on a cross, the death that we deserve for our sin, so that we might escape spiritual death, separation from God, and that we might experience eternal life that we don't deserve. In short, just like it says in chapter 2 of Luke and verse 11, He is the Saviour. Jesus, the Saviour of the world. You know, the vaccine for COVID is presented in a similar way, isn't it? This Saviour, this rescuer, these scientists that were beavering away over these last months trying to produce a vaccine that would save us from the effects of COVID. But a physical vaccine is limited. We're beginning to find that. It's going to need to be two shots. It's going to be need to be boosted perhaps in the future. Perhaps it needs to be adjusted with some new strains that have come now or will come later. We find that the vaccine is only going to be available immediately to those in greatest need. There are those that have sort of got priority. So not everyone has access to this virus killer, this protector, this vaccine. But this first thing I want to say tonight is that this message, this gospel message, is for everyone. You don't have to book an appointment. You're not going to wait on a great long list to go and get a vaccine. Today, you can get hold and grab hold of this wonderful, wonderful Saviour, the Lord Jesus, and be saved from your sin, even now as I speak. So the message is for everyone. And I guess it follows, therefore, my second point. It's not rocket science. My second point is this. That the message was for everyone, so the message is for you. Let's not just stop where we've got to. Let's not just think about the great plan of salvation, God's wonderful gift of His Son into a world that He loves. Much we could say about more than that. And yet there's something special. There's something to consider tonight, which is about the fact that He cares for us. He cares for you. He cares for me. Not just the world as a big group. Not just all, but He cares for you. It's interesting that when the angel speaks, he includes this. He says, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." And then he says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour." So it's for everybody, but he's being given unto you. He's being born unto you. Unto you and unto me. This message of the gospel didn't just stop here on this page. For if you continue to read the New Testament, I would encourage you to do that. If you haven't done it recently, find a Bible or buy a Bible or look online, you'll find a Bible and just read through the New Testament, and you'll find that this message, this good news, this Saviour of the Lord Jesus, this way that he was able to change people's hearts, he was able to move them from sin into light, from darkness into light, it was preached by them all. John the Baptist preached it. Jesus himself preached it. The apostles that he called to follow him preached it. In fact, beyond the Bible, the church preached it and continues to preach this same message. Throughout church history, the gospel has been proclaimed. This message is unstoppable. You know, sometimes it feels like the bad news is unstoppable, doesn't it? It feels like COVID is unstoppable. It seems relentless. One thing after another, and then the next set of news doesn't seem to make it any better. The wave after wave after wave. In the same way, sin creeps out of our hearts relentlessly, a constant flow from our hearts. But that sin is no match for the invincible gospel of God, the good news of Jesus Christ, our Saviour. That's the message that's been brought to our ears. It's the message that's been brought to your ears tonight, the 20th of December 2020. Perhaps many of you here in Loftus. You know, 2,000 years ago, this good news was brought to the shepherds. That wasn't sort of like a high-standing job. I don't know about you, but sometimes I think about shepherds as being those that, I don't know, have a bit of a nice job, and we look up to them. It seems like a healthy job. But in those days, it was a lowly job. It was a dirty job, an unsocial job, a smelly job. But Jesus was born, and the message was brought to these people. These were the first ones that heard outside of the stable, outside of Mary and Joseph. These were the first people that heard this message, as far as we know, from the Bible. This message transformed the lives of prostitutes, of tax collectors, of those that were obvious sinners and scoundrels. It does the same today. This message transformed the lives of those who had once been respectable people, even religious people of their day, but God had transformed them from the inside. It does the same today. Jesus is able to transform me, and he's able to transform you. He takes people who are rebels against God and brings them to be followers. Remember, the angel addressed them and said, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord." You know, I don't know what your situation is. I don't know how your year has gone. I don't know how you feel about your life. I don't know how you feel about sin. But God wants you to be transformed. Not just transformed on the outside. We can all do that for a while, can't we? We can have a New Year's resolution that lasts a few weeks. We can pull up our socks. We can try and make things look right on the outside. But the truth is, we know that inside things aren't right. There is no peace. We're struggling. We are rebels. What God promises to do is to change us from the inside, that our hearts might be changed, that we might be given new hearts, reborn. People that follow God. You know, one bad sign at a barbecue is if you, I don't know, pick up a sausage and you see that the outside looks lovely and well cooked, but the inside is still raw. I guess some of you will be thinking about cooking turkey. And that's one thing we definitely don't want, isn't it? All looking lovely and tasty on the outside, but being raw on the inside. And so too in our lives, we don't just want to look good on the outside. We don't just want to do things that make people think we're good. We want to be right with God on the inside. That's what God wants to do. And that's why the message is for you this Christmas. You know, the greatest threat to our future is this potent virus called sin. But thankfully, the spiritual vaccine, the virus killer, the Saviour, Jesus Christ, is available to any and everyone, and that includes you. That is the good news of great joy. You want to experience it? The Bible says you can't earn it, so don't try and go off and try and please God enough that He'll give you it. It's already being offered to you as a gift. And simply and humbly, we need to receive this gift from Him. What do I mean by that? I mean, come before Him in prayer. He hears you. Perhaps in the quietness of your mind, or speak it out loud and confess your sinfulness to Him. And trust what Jesus did for you on the cross. That He died taking the punishment for your sin, that you might know eternal life. As you do that, you won't feel a needle going into your arm, but you will feel, you'll begin to feel your heart change. You'll begin to sense a peace with God that you've never had before. You'll begin to know the work of His Spirit in your heart as He shows you the things that need to change. And He'll give you the power that you need day by day to live for Him. So here we are. This is the message. Good news of great joy that will be for all people. That's for everybody. And that's also for you. And the call of the gospel, the call to us, the call for the shepherds was to come to Jesus and worship Him. And the call today is to do the same. And we're going to sing that carol, "O Come All Ye Faithful," as we close. Running, all right.